Kevin Cole with you. I'm here in the brand new performance space. This is my first live session here, and I'm super excited that it's with Deep Sea Diver. Welcome.
Thank you. I didn't know it was your first session in here.
It is. I've been in the room. It's great. I mean, it's and have been watching some of the sessions that we've been working on, but yeah. This is the first one. I wanted to,
How much bigger is this room than the last one? It feels to me like at least three times bigger. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's a good four times bigger than
That's
the other one.
Crazy.
So, man, I'm really, really looking forward to this. Secrets is my favorite album of the year so far, and it's just such a phenomenal record. And every time I've seen you, Deep Sea Diver, over the last three, 4 years or so, you've been phenomenal live. So really looking forward to hearing the new material live. Want to take it away?
Let's do it.
Always
Deep Sea Diver live on the afternoon show. Jessica Dobson on vocals and guitar. Peter Manson on drums. Garrett Gu on bass. And Elliot Jackson, piano, synth, guitar, and backing vocals, sounding absolutely fantastic. Couple tracks from the new album, Secrets. You just heard Creatures of Comfort and See These Eyes. And sounding great, Jessica.
Thank you, Kevin.
So it's been 4 years since the debut album, History Speaks. You've had a couple EPs in between. But tell me a little bit about maybe what's different or how you may have approached this new record differently.
Yeah, well, I think kind of the first thing that's different is we have Elliot and Garrett with us now.
Mm-hmm.
And that really helped shape the sound of the new record. And it became more of a collaborative effort. And I think, too...
In the songwriting or the arrangement or
yeah,
just how
I mean,
the songs come out?
Yeah, a lot of the times, you know, Peter will bring a lot of, like, snippet ideas. And I have the arranger mentality. And, you know, we'll bring songs to band practice and... You know, I have to be pretty comfortable with the song before I show somebody. But really, the textures and the sonics and, like, even, you know, kicking in some arrangement ideas with these guys helped shape this new record.
Yeah, you can tell when you listen to it that that there's a lot of textures and a lot of kind of ebbs and flows and depth to the songs right
yeah.
there, which is cool because on repeated listenings, there's parts that keep revealing themselves. They're not simple.
I'm glad that came across.
One thing I've noticed, I mean, on the first record, History Speaks, I mean, the guitar was great, but man, it sounds really raw on this new record.
Yeah.
Did you approach that differently, or has your playing style changed?
Yeah, I think being on the road with the Shins for those 2 years, because they kind of coincided, you know, mm-hmm. the release of History Speaks with that, and seeing bands like Deerhoof, Wilco, I'm blanking on all the other bands, but basically, like, I made a conscious decision to take a step forward with more guitar on this record and kind of using those tools that I had learned, you know, playing a lot of Shin songs, which are very different than Deep Sea Diver songs, but I still got to experiment with a lot of pedals, and that can be a tricky thing to go, world to get, you know, into because you can kind of become a gearhead and that's
right,
all you're
right.
concerned about, and
you
the songwriting suffers, yeah. But, so I tried to balance that, and I wanted it to be more raw. I mean, one of my biggest influences is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and you watch, you know, videos of them from the 80s, and it's just, like, in-your-face guitar tone. Yeah, and Nick Cave's
yeah.
vibe. I have a poster of him in my room or in our practice space, and...
I can hear that.
Yeah.
For sure. You've had remarkable experiences being in bands, touring with Beck and the Shins and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. You described a little bit of maybe how that experience shaped some of the guitar playing on the new record, but have there been other things that you've absorbed in those experiences that you could point to?
Guitar-wise, like besides touring with those bands?
Just even maybe how you approach assembling a band, how you might approach songwriting.
Oh, man, it's so much trial and error for me. I really don't have anything, like, you know, to pinpoint it on. It's just I'm constantly learning from my mistakes, or, you know, I scrutinize myself a lot. And I think Peter does a good job in balancing me out and, like, actually letting songs come to life that probably would have never seen the light of day.
Do you feel it takes a long time for you to write and to get songs out?
Sometimes. There's a song that, like, we're going to play, Great Light, at the end of the set, and that was written in a day. And then, you know, songs like Secrets, those had sat on the shelf for 3 years,
wow.
4 years, and they came to life. And so I take a lot of convincing that something is good. And I have to, I don't know, I guess, and I hate to admit this on the air, but I'm kind of a people pleaser sometimes. And I want to hear from someone else, no, this sounds good and you should keep going. And that's a vulnerable thing for me to say, but it's true.
It sounds good. You
oh,
should
thanks,
keep going.
Kevin. I just came here to hear you say that. So.
Well, how about playing Secrets?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is the title track to the new album. The album comes out in a week. And then there's going to be, I think, some pretty massive touring. And we'll talk about that in a sec. It's Deep Sea Diver live on the afternoon show, KEXP.
this great light.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Deep Sea Diver, live on the afternoon show, Great Light and Secrets. That's the title track to the new album. It comes out a week from tomorrow. And you are releasing a limited edition double vinyl version of the album, right? Is that going to be in stores or only through your website?
That'll be in stores. I think, at the moment we have to reorder, it's so crazy. So many people have pre-ordered, but we're going to get it into stores, and it has the Always Waiting EP on side D. And that's for you, Kevin. We're giving him a Deep Sea Diver Secrets.
This is so awesome. Thank you so much.
Copy.
Yeah, so it's got the album on side A, B, and C, and then the last EP on side D. Very cool. Love it. Looks beautiful. And sounds absolutely fantastic. So congrats on that. I know it's been done a while, so... Are you just really excited? What was it like waiting to put it out?
Oh, man, I feel like that's our story for a while. I have patience, but only so much. And our manager, when we were planning on putting it out in October, and when he said, he gave some pretty sweet advice that I didn't want to heed at first, but he was just like, look, your record, we're our own independent label now. We started High Beam Records. And
congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels good to give it a name, versus self-released.
Yep.
And I didn't want to wait at all because we'd been sitting on it for a little bit. But in the end, so many things have, right after we made that decision to release it in February instead, so many things came together that wouldn't have. Even a tour, we're going on the road with Radiation City. And I'm really grateful we took his advice.
Yeah, I think that was smart. You know, I can see from an artist's perspective how you'd want to just put it out and just get going, right? But this time of year is perfect, right? So you've got a show at Numo's coming up. Mm-hmm. That is on the 16th. And then you're doing Treefort in Boise, I think, a week later. And then you're on the road, right?
We hit the road. We leave Sunday. Yeah.
Got it.
And then we do Treefort and then Sasquatch and hopefully some other things in the works.
Very cool. Do you feel like you're on the cusp of something big?
You know, I don't like to get my hopes up, Kevin. But I will say that the momentum that we feel and the love we feel, you know, not only from KEXP, just like locally and nationally, has been kind of overwhelming for us. And so we're really grateful. And we had a hard few years. But right now, I can feel the momentum, and I don't like to ascribe what that means,
right?
You know, because I don't want to write my own story. I want to see it happen in whatever way or fashion.
Yeah, appreciate it as it unfolds. Yeah. Well, I'm excited for you. I've been getting just great response from listeners, and got one just last week that was like a regular hardcore listener, and all it said was, if I've learned one thing in 2016, it's deep sea diver.
That's awesome.
Thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Live on the Afternoon Show. Thank you so much. Good luck. And
thank you, Kevin.
Just can't wait to see how it unfolds for you, too.
Thank you.
Big time thanks to our awesome AV team, Jim, Justin, Scott, Melissa, and Kevin, and Matt, and Alia. And thanks to Larry Rose for helping out. This is the Afternoon Show, KEXP.